Within the universe there exist fearful things which I give the name machines to. Their behavior frightens me, especially if it imitates human behavior so well that I get the uncomfortable sense that these things are trying to pass themselves off as humans, but are not. I call them androids, which is my own way of using that word. By androids, I do not mean a sincere attempt to create in the laboratory a human being. I mean, things somehow generated to deceive us in a cruel way, to cause us to think it to be one of ourselves. Made in a laboratory, that aspect is not meaningful to me. The entire universe is one vast laboratory, but out of it comes lie and cruel entities, which smile as they reach out to shake hands. But their handshake is the grip of death, and their smile has the coldness of the grave. These creatures are among us, although morphologically they do not differ from us. We must not posit a difference of essence, but a difference of behavior. My science fiction I write about them constantly. Sometimes they themselves do not know they are androids. They can be pretty, but somehow lack something. They can be absolutely born of a human womb and even design androids. And themselves be without warmth. Then they fall within the clinical entity's kids' always. Which means lacking proper feeling. I'm sure we mean the same thing here with the emphasis on the word think. A human being without the proper empathy or feeling is the same as an android built to as lack it. Either by design or mistake, we mean basically someone who does not care about the fate which his fellow living creatures fall victim to. He stands to touch, a spectator, but giving that theorem a twist, that which is a mental and a moral arm is not a man. Greatest change growing across our world these days is probably the momentum of the living towards reification, and at the same time a reciprocal entry into animation by the mechanical. The mechanical. We hold now no pure categories of the living versus the non-living. This is going to be our paradigm, with a sort of human football within the midst of several assists. Part of that entity is organic, but all of it is alive. Part come from a womb, all life. Within the same universe, I'm talking about our real world. Another world of fiction, when I say, one day we will have millions of alien entities which have a food in the world at once. To define them as man versus machine would give us verbal puzzle games to play with. With this, what will be a real concern is, does the composite entity, does he behave in a human way? Many of my stories contain purely mechanical systems which display kindness, taxi cabs for instance, or the little rolling cars. Man or human being are terms which we must understand correctly and apply, but they apply not to region or to any ontology. In the world, if a mechanical construct holds in its customary operation to lend you assistance, then you will posit too gratefully a humanity which no analysis of its transistors and relay systems can elucidate. But still, we must realize that universe, although kind to us in its entirety, does contain grinning evil mask which loom out of the fog of confusion at us and mislay us for its own game. We must be careful of confusing the mask animus with the reality beneath. Think of the world mask which Pericles plays over his features? You will behold the frozen visage, the grimness of war without compassion. No gently human face or person to whom you could appeal, and this was of course the intention. Suppose you did not even realize it was a mask, suppose you believed it. As Pericles approached, you in the fog and out darkness of early morning, that this was his authentic contentment. Now, this is almost exactly how it's cried upon an Asterix in my noble Bahin. So much like the war mask of the Aztec Greeks that the resemblance cannot be accidental. His then the hollow eyes locked mechanical metal arm and hand. Stainless steel feet, which are three stigmata of evil. The devil has a metal face. Press, this should be amended now. What I glimpsed and then wrote about was in fact not a face. Was a mask over a face.